That's why Iran calls America the great Satan and calls Israel the little Satan. Barack Obama is intent on destroying what Ahmadinejad calls the great Satan. He wants to reduce America's military defense. He wants to destroy America's economy so that we are financially incapable of supporting not only the lifestyle, but even our own defense. And Israel's defense. So that Israel will be left untethered, unconnected, unprotected, and the whole world will have come against her. That's exactly what the Bible said will happen. And we have a man who I keep calling the putative president, the supposed president, because I'm not convinced he's a legitimate president. I don't believe he produced a legitimate birth certificate. I believe it was trumped up, it was concocted, it was manufactured digitally. That's why all of that is such an issue. In our nation, the future of this country is resting, teetering on the edge of destruction. Now, I personally believe that the only hope for this country is not just to get rid of Barack Obama. That's a political thing. The real hope for this country is for professing Christians to repent, to prepare the way of the Lord in their own lives. Because righteousness alone exalts a nation, but sin is a rebuke and a reproach to any people. And as we approach, in a couple of weeks, our Independence Day, the celebrations, the 4th of July, the birth of the nation, I really would urge you to get a copy of my book, Renewing the Soul of America, endorsed by 38 national Christian leaders. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put in your hands. Renewing the Soul of America. If you've never read anything like it, life-changing. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Write to us, $18, Renewing the Soul of America. One person at a time, beginning with you. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, we're going to have with us Ben Fuchs, he's a pharmacist, and we're going to be talking about food supplements. And people say, oh, food supplements, why would you be worried about that? Well, somebody once said, you are what you eat. And there's a lot of truth to that. You know, as a physician for so many years, I didn't worry much about diet. It was never something that was really stressed in medical school. But the older I've gotten, the more convinced I am that this is an important element as far as maintaining health is concerned. And unfortunately, many of our the foods are certainly not do not contain the things that we need, and a lot of us just don't eat the sort of things that we should. Certainly we eat a lot of prepared foods, and so many of these are loaded down with pesticides and with chemicals that are really toxic as far as we're concerned. And of course, to neutralize the effect of these, you need large doses of antioxidants. Certainly a lot of the essential elements and minerals we need we're not getting. So with that as a background, Ben Fuchs, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Dr. Monteith. I am a big fan of yours, and I've been a big fan of yours for many years. So it's an honor and a privilege, and thank you so much for everything you've done. All the wonderful work.
Oh, thank you so much. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your background and why, because you're certainly working, trying to get the information out.
Okay, well, I'm a pharmacist, and some people will say, like, why is a pharmacist doing all this nutrition stuff? I do hear that a lot. But one thing that people don't understand or don't get to hear is pharmacists study a lot about nutrition, except we study nutrition as if nutrients were medicine. We study the medicinal properties of vitamins. We study the medicinal properties of minerals. We study the medicinal properties of the things that we call nutritional supplements. We study how they work as medicines, and we study how diseases are nutritional deficiencies. How what we consider to be diseases and symptomology really at its root core is some kind of nutritional deficiency. So in pharmacy school, we're somewhat steeped in this idea that nutrients have a medicinal value above and beyond dietary supplementation. Just they have a healing value, a therapeutic value. And then also in pharmacy school, we study a lot about toxicity, specifically the side effect profile and the adverse reaction profile of prescription medicine, the pharmacology. We study medicinal toxicity. And so in pharmacy school, when I graduated, I left pharmacy school with this, on one hand, this understanding about the power of nutrients from a medicinal standpoint, with an understanding that diseases are really the manifestations of nutritional deficiencies, and conversely, with this sense that I'm poisoning America as a pharmacist, because the toxic profile of these things is absolutely mind-blowing. Just to give you a small example, in pharmacy school, we watched a movie where it was a movie about a drug that was going to revolutionize the blood pressure business. It was a new drug that just came out, and I'm sure you know what this is. The first beta blocker that to come out. Do you remember when Inderal came out, how Inderal was going to revolutionize the whole cardiovascular thing? Because it's the first beta blocker, right? And so we watched this movie. We're 15 minutes about how wonderful this new drug was. It was going to revolutionize the high blood pressure market. And the last 45 minutes was somebody reading the side effects and reading them at a pretty nice little clip to get them all in 45 minutes. So we get this idea, we have this built-in idea that there is a serious problem, all pharmacists do. Now they become co-opted, some of them, and some of them have become complicit in perpetuating the drug business, but the drug business is a hideous business because of the side effects.
Hold that thought, but let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, before you take a drug, read the package insert. You'll be amazed to know what you're taking.
That's right.
Go right ahead, Ben.
Okay, so I graduated pharmacy school with a sense of the power of nutrition, and conversely with the toxic nature of prescription drugs, and as I got more and more involved in it...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Would be our adrenal or our adrenal stress system. And, of course, if you get these things in good shape, then, of course, you have to have proper nutrition. And you have to have proper oxygenation. But you need to get the basic systems under control. And, unfortunately, so much of what we do with medication doesn't address the major issues. I know my personal opinion. I had high blood pressure from the time I was, probably 24. I became aware of it. I had an aortic murmur, and I had high blood pressure, and I had it for 50 years or more. And I went to a friend of mine who was a cardiologist. In medicine, you know, it's sort of a fraternity, and you're friends with all the doctors. You work with them, and you try to help people. And this friend of mine said, "Oh, my goodness, your blood pressure is 160 over 90. Oh, we're going to have to get it down." I said, "Why get it down? I'm 65, going on 70 years of age, and I guess I was about 70 at the time, and why do I want to get the blood pressure down? I've had it that way since I was 25 years old." "Oh, no, we got to get your blood pressure down." So here are these pills, you know. Now, you take these. We used to think your blood pressure should be 100 plus your age. Well, that would have made about systolic blood pressure 180. Mine was only 160. But, no, he wanted to get my blood pressure down. Well, to make a long story short, I read the brochure. I saw the difference in what happened with mortality, whether you took the pills or not. And, you know, about a 1% difference between whether you took the pills or not. I'm not going to take a pill with all the potential side effects for a 1% difference. Now, they can make it sound like, you know, 50% difference between 2 and 1 are going to... a 2 out of 100 are going to have complications if they don't take the pill, and 1 out of 100 have complications if you do take the pill. So that's why you should take the pill, and that's a 50% improvement. Well, it's not a 50% improvement. Figures don't lie, but they know how to present them to deceive you. And the doctors never read those package inserts. I will promise you that, because I never read a package insert until I became a patient. And anyway, I didn't take the pills later on because I had to have an aortic valve replacement. And immediately my blood pressure came down to normal. And it's been normal ever since then because, of course, I had aortic stenosis. And the heart had to keep my blood pressure up. If it hadn't, I probably would have had a stroke. friend of mine, his wife took the pills for high blood pressure. She got dizzy, fell off a stool, and broke her neck and died. She was, and basically, I believe she fell because she was on blood pressure pills, and she brought her blood pressure down artificially. And the doctors certainly would never intentionally hurt anyone. But we are told, oh my goodness, now everything's changed. You've got to get your blood pressure down, or you know, you're going to die. Well, sometimes you get your blood pressure down, and that's what leads to your demise. And we're told we have to get your cholesterol down to a much lower level. When I went to medical school, the normal blood the normal lipid level was about 280. Now they want to get it down to about 170. I think this is criminal. Why? Because the people who are telling you that are the people who are making a lot of money by the fact that they're selling you Lipitor or one of the other hepatotoxins, which works by poisoning your liver and lowering the liver production of cholesterol. Until you understand that the doctors are under tremendous pressure to do what everybody else says, and all you have to do is get somebody to write a paper, and you give them enough money, they'll write a paper that'll say anything, and that becomes a standard practice of medicine. And I am very, very disturbed by the way medicine is increasingly being practiced today, and doctors are forced to go along with it. It's been bad enough up until now, but with Obamacare, well, you're going to have the people working in Washington, D.C., directly for the drug companies, directing what the doctor will do. And yet, instead of talking about the essential things about nutrition, what pill will we give you? Go ahead, Ben.
Stan, you're the nail on the head, buddy. You totally, on every single point that you said, and you brought it from a doctor's perspective. And let me tell you something. What you say, I've been saying to it for a long time for people, to people, but coming from you, that is tremendously huge. The job of a prescription drug is to not only mask symptoms, they mask symptoms, but what happens when they mask symptoms is, number one, the disease state is percolating underneath. By simply manipulating the system into doing what you want it to do to meet some kind of standards, rest assured the disease state is percolating underneath, and that's a serious problem, number one. But secondly, and also very important, is the toxic load on the body. When you start to take prescription drugs, the toxic load on the body is as exponentially. And it's one thing if you're on one prescription drug, that's enough. But if you start to get on two prescription drugs and three prescription drugs, and Stan, there are people you know as well as I do that are on eight and nine prescription drugs, that is a pure disaster. There is no way that is not going to impact your life in the long run. Flat out no way. When you start to get into polypharmacy cocktails. But the tragic thing of all, Stan, is we can avoid it by making correct decisions around supplementation and around diet. And I'm telling you, like you said at the beginning, the food is corrupted from the ground up. And forget it, organic, I don't care. It's corrupted from the soil level upwards, and there's no way to avoid it. In order to get the appropriate nutrition, even to meet the pathetically low RDA, there's no way that you can avoid supplementation. And that's why whenever they do studies on nutrient levels, they find magnesium deficiencies and zinc deficiencies and essential fatty acid deficiencies, let alone deficiencies in trace nutrients that nobody knows about. There's no way that cannot impact your health. And then if you throw in the toxic load of refined carbohydrates and processed foods, I have a friend who, a listener who used to work for Domino's Pizza. He was a vice president. He had to leave because he couldn't, in integrity, let anybody sell that kind of food to people. He wouldn't let his children smell the pepperoni. And this is what we're subsisting on, Dr. Stan. Not only are we nutritional deficiency, but you throw in the toxic load in terms of what we're putting into our digestive system. Do you know that by the time a kid is 12 years old, he has to have part of his lymph removed because his lymphatic system is so toxed out. He has to have his tonsils removed and... Basically, that's from drinking the crappy milk and eating the crappy food and having a crappy lifestyle. Like the lymph becomes so congested and clogged, and that's what we see. You know, once you start getting into lymphatic toxicity and lymphatic clogging, it's a short hop to all disease states, and that lymphatic system is connected right at the small intestine. And when you have a digestive problem, and then you start to have a liver backup, and it all backs up into the small intestine, into the lymph, disaster only awaits. And what's ultimately tragic from that, Dr. Stan, is it's our choices. It's our choices that we're making. We don't have to, does not, there's a new disease now, NAFLD. If you guys talk, I don't know if you talked about NAFLD. It's called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, right? Everybody's got fatty liver disease, except it's non-alcoholic. You have to say that because it's the same disease that 20 years ago you'd have to be an alcoholic to get. Today, we have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and that's just a manifestation of how toxic everything is down there. So correcting digestive symptomology with a good probiotic supplement, people, I cannot emphasize that enough, how dramatic a probiotic supplement can be for your overall health. That bacterial flora in the colon, in the large intestine and the small intestine, that bacterial flora is critical, critical. And we are born with immature digestive systems. Many people suffer from dysbiosis from a young age. You can see why it takes great cognizance, great attention to this system, this digestive system, and then the blood sugar system and the adrenal system. But the key right there, the key to everything really, is the small intestine, the connection between the liver, the small intestine, and the lymph.
I think for our listeners, Ben, we should mention probiotics are bacterial supplements, and simply what people do, simply a lot of the things we have, and people are on antibiotics, this, that, and the other thing, and it disrupts the normal bacterial flora of our intestines, and so they take probiotics, which are simply bacteria, and you can get
good bacteria.
And so you want to have a good bacteria in your intestine because they're an essential part of digestion. Go right ahead.
Heck yeah, they're so essential. Now you see commercials on TV for them. Now you see commercials. Once you got the commercials for them, you know that they've been co-opted. Don't fall for the commercials. You want a good, strong probiotic supplement for the digestive system. In fact, I know, Dr. Stan, you've been involved with Dr. Wallach's products for a while. There's a product called the BioLumen Nightly Essence, which is a bunch of probiotics, You want to look for something that has multiple strains, and you want to look for something that has enzymatic support. And speaking of enzymes, digestive enzymes are also very important. In fact, digestive enzymes and probiotics, to me, as far as supplementation goes, those are the key to digestive supplementation. And you always want a biosalt. And you always want phospholipids, these bile salts and phospholipids support your bile. And the bile system is amazingly important. But you know all the gallbladders that are removed? There's half a million gallbladders that are removed annually, Stan. As if your gallbladder was irrelevant, right? As if you didn't need the gallbladder, right? And now, if gallbladder has cancer, that's one thing. But to have a gallbladder removed for gallstones, and you need all your organs, Dr. Stan. You need them all. If you've had your gallbladder removed, now you're at risk for all kinds of fat malabsorption issues, and that is not a good thing. So if you've had your gallbladder removed, it becomes extra important that you get yourself a digestive enzyme supplement with bile salt. And if you haven't had one, it could be helpful to preventing any problems with your gallbladder. The bile system cleans everything out, and it's recycled. So the bile system is cleaning out sludge out of the liver, and then 90% of it comes back in the gallbladder. So if you got crap in your liver, which most of us do, by the time it comes back into the gallbladder, that's where you get your gallstone. So anything
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Ben.
Okay. So supporting the bile system, supporting the digestive system with probiotics, with digestive enzymes, and also, this is really key, not eating food.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What is beyond tangy tangerine?
Okay.
Why is it important, and why are you stressing the importance of it?
Okay, well, first of all, the longevity line has a whole slew of products. There's a whole bunch of products that you can choose from. But in the interest of simplicity, and I am a big believer in simplicity, especially when it comes to nutrition, in the interest of simplicity, Beyond Tangy Tangerine has a very wide spectrum of nutrients, and it has it in a very elegant format. It's a liquid format that's absorbed quickly, that tastes great. And so it's ideal as a drink. It's ideal as a beverage. It's ideal for kids. It's ideal in the middle of the day if you want something to drink. It's an ideal way to deliver nutrients. And it has such a nice spectrum of nutrients that people notice the difference right away. And that's one of the coolest things about nutritional supplementation is the more you need it, the faster you notice it, because the more deficient you are, the more set up your body is to absorb things. So when you give yourself liquid nutrients, you're bypassing malabsorption. In pharmacy school, we learn liquid nutrients. Anything you can do to make your nutrients liquid enhances, optimizes, and maximizes its delivery into the body, especially considering most people have digestive problems, absorption problems, and absorbing pill nutrients and pill format can sometimes be a problem. So the Beyond Tangy Tangerine fills a wide spectrum of needs. It's inexpensive. It's $50 for, I guess, a 30-day supply. It's comes out to whatever that comes out to, or if you do one scoop a day, if you do a 30-day supply, you're looking at, you know, 15 cents a scoop or something along those lines, 17 cents a scoop. Where does that come out to, Stan? Do the math for me. $1.70 a scoop. So anyway, it's a nice economical way to get what you need. And it's my favorite product. And I keep it on hand at all times. It's great cold. I mean, why would you drink Kool-Aid, or why would you drink a soda pop, or why would you drink anything that, except for perhaps straight water, which is definitely something that you want to drink a lot of, if you can drink a nutrient-enhanced drink?
All right, fine. Well, I'll just mention, if you're interested in Beyond the Tangy Tangerine, why, you can call 800-991-8730. That's 800-991-8730, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And basically, have you used it in the past, Ben?
I use it every day. I have it right in my hand as we speak.
What does it do for you?
Well, I take it. I'm a healthy person, so I wouldn't notice it as much as anybody else notices it, but I take it because I feel like in the middle of the day when I want to drink something, why wouldn't I drink a nutrient-enhanced drink? It's a way of giving yourself nutrition. That's, you know, there's something here about nutrients. We're talking about the healing power of nutrients, but baseline-level nutrients are important to have even if you don't have a healing need. You know, it's not like if you're healthy, you don't feel like there's any health, you have any health issues. You won't benefit by raising your baseline level nutrients. And that's one of the neat things about nutrition, especially the water-soluble nutrients, the things that you drink. What you don't use, you lose. And that's why, number one, they become incredibly non-toxic. You can take as much, you take incredible amounts of the water-soluble nutrients, because what your body doesn't use, you lose. And also, it tells you that you need to constantly replace vitamin C, constantly replace the B complex. These are the water-soluble nutrients. You also have to constantly replace electrolytes, especially if you're under any kind of stress, because the body utilizes and burns through electrolytes as you increase your stress levels. So making sure you're replacing electrolytes, making sure which are water-soluble, and making sure you're replacing your water-soluble nutrients on a regular basis throughout the day is the best nutritional dosing strategy that you can employ.
Now, basically,
keep the
this,
low level
this,
of nutrients, a baseline level of nutrients at all times.
Basically, this Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a whole flock of vitamins and minerals. What's about?
Yes, it's a whole flock of vitamins. That's well said, Stanley. It's a whole flock of vitamins and minerals. For example, it's got 150% of the RDA. And keep in mind, these RDAs are ridiculously low. You know what my mentor used to call the RDAs? The ridiculous deprivation allowance. And they are ridiculously low. So vitamin A provides 150% of vitamin A. It provides 1,600, I'm reading off the label here, 1,657% of vitamin C. I mean, huge numbers here. 667% of the RDA of vitamin E. And vitamin E deficiency is very common, by the way. You know, vitamin E is not found in a lot of foods. That's one of those
things. Hold that thought, Ben. We're going to be back here in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 703-970-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And if you're interested in knowing more about it, you can call 800-991-8730. That's 800-991-8730. Our telephone number is here if you'd like to talk to Ben or have a question or comment. Is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to John, who's calling from Spokane. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Oh, it's good to talk to you again. I have a question I was wondering about. Is it okay for a person to drink Gatorade every day?
No. No. That's what I'm saying. This is like, no, this stuff is like Gatorade, but good. No, Gatorade's not good at all. Gatorade's lousy. And so now I'm seeing commercials for these protein boosts. Drinks. Have you seen these, Dr. Stan? The protein boost drinks. Don't. If it comes from some big company that's being shipped, it ain't good for you. If it's coming from some big company that doesn't love you, it's not good for you. If it's coming from a company that's using a lot of sugar, that's your key right there. If you see a lot of sugar, you got a problem. And if you see artificial sweetener, you still got a problem.
All right, find out, does Gatorade have a high sugar level?
Huge sugar level.
All right. Well, basically, sugar is not good for you. So, John,
no,
I hope that answers your question.
Especially in a liquid format. Because just like you absorb nutrients rapidly in a liquid format, guess what? You absorb sugar rapidly, and that is a disaster for your blood sugar system. So people need to understand, you have a gallon of blood or so, roughly. And in that gallon of blood or so, you have a teaspoon of sugar. One teaspoon if you're healthy. You know, if you start to ingest these massive quantities of sugar, 12 teaspoons of sugar, 8 teaspoons of sugar, over the course of time, you know, you're playing with fire. Literally, because sugar is fire to the body. I mean, it burns.
Well, I think, John, the thing is about the sugar levels, it basically suppresses your immune system, and the sugar is one of the major problems we have now. A little sugar once in a while, or we actually have a product called Just Like Sugar. We'll be telling you more about that later. But that's a chicory product that tastes just like sugar. We've got some, and it does an excellent job. But certainly, Gatorade is not a good thing to be drinking out. Anything else, John, before we let you go?
Yeah, I was wondering, I drink a product called Rice Dream. It's made from purified water. I think the Haim Company makes
it. Is it Rice Dream, did you say? It's like an ice cream kind of thing?
Yeah, it's
I know it's a milk substitute. You know what? It's not great for you. It's a highly processed food, and I'm very suspicious of highly processed foods always. Because they got to do all kinds of stuff to get it to be Rice Dream. Let me tell you, it ain't a dream to make it. The craft of processing that's involved in it. Now, I don't know that product, and it may be that I'm willing to stand corrected on it, but I know generally when you have a highly processed food, like some of these high-tech cream and vegetarian foods are, if a company is not completely ethical if they're mass producing it, they have to use all kinds of chemistry that I tend to be suspicious of. Not that I'm a Luddite, and I am a chemist, so I do appreciate chemistry, but I tend to be very suspicious of it in my processed food.
All right, fine. Anything else, John, before we let you go?
Should I eat cereal with water?
No.
You can use almond milk. You ever use almond milk? Or make almond milk?
Almond milk?
You should. The cereal's not great anyway, but eat your cereal raw. If you have to eat your cereal, have it raw. Or you can use almond milk. You can make your own nice little milk-like concoction using essential fatty acids. It's, I don't know if you've heard of essential fatty acids, but you could, they're like a health food kind of thing, and you could make your own. Have you heard of EFAs, essential fatty acids?
Okay, John, well, we'll let you go, and thanks very much, and let's go to Tony calling us from Michigan. Tony calling us from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Tony. How are we doing?
I'm blessed, Stan. How are you doing?
Doing just fine, thanks.
Okay, I want to ask Stan about a certain thing. I just bought it. It's called, get the name now. It's called Green Goodness.
All right, is it like a green drink? Is it a green drink? Maybe
it's got all the different fruits and vegetables.
You know what? I've seen those products, and I can't speak to that one in particular, but my only problem with them is they're kind of pricey for what you're getting, but they're definitely not bad for you. The ones I've seen aren't bad. I mean, I don't know, I can't speak to that one specifically, but the concept's good. And that's where they grind up all the peels and the stuff that people don't necessarily eat, but that are very rich in medicine. And by the way, the peels and the colors,
apples,
vegetables.
Apples, pineapples, mangoes.
Yeah, that's
bananas,
all good. It doesn't matter
kiwi.
What it is, really, because they're all good.
Tony, it sounds like a good product. Okay.
You think it's good?
Well, it sounds good. I don't know anything about it, but it sounds like a good product. Okay.
Theoretically,
Stan.
Yep.
Can I ask you one other question?
Sure, you can.
I was listening to you. It was last week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You had the guy from the Illuminati on there. Remember?
Well, that would probably be Dr. Cuddy. We have him on ordinarily on Friday. So what was your question?
Well, I went online and pulled up Radio Liberty. I was trying to find him on Radio Liberty because I found the archives, and I was trying to hear again on my online.
Well, basically, Dr. Cuddy's on every Friday at at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So try that now. He's actually completed his four tape series, actually eight tape series on the Illuminati. He's now talking on the background of the secret Nazi plan, but it overlaps the Illuminati. It's all part of the same satanic movement to control the world. But Dr. Cuddy was our guest, and basically they may have been doing a replay. I think I was gone last Friday.
It could have been a replay, because you had talked to him for a while.
Yeah, it would have been a replay, and basically it should be posted there. If it's not, why, Chris, you can always call and get a copy of it. But see if you can find it on the archives. There's no sense putting the money out if you can find it up there. But and you're welcome to pull it down and make copies and disseminate
it. No, I don't do that. I just listen for myself. I don't do that.
Okay, fine.
I listen for myself. But what I want to tell you, ask you, I see Jesse Ventura on there. I see him on there in the archives. But I couldn't find this person.
It's Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
And probably it isn't listed on the archives, but it would be last Friday at 4 o'clock. It isn't listed because my secretary didn't know who they were going to play.
Okay. And Stan, you be blessed now.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Teddy. God bless you.
Thank you.
Tony calling from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Tony, pardon me, we have Ben, and Ben Fuchs, he's a pharmacist, and he has been studying nutrition and the various nutritional products for some time. So, Ben, you go ahead and just pick the story up from there.
I think we're talking to I don't remember what the story was, to tell you the truth. I thought we were talking to a gentleman.
Well, we were, and he's gone, and then Tony's gone, and we've got some other people calling in, and I think we'll have more. But our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we were talking about Beyond Tangy Tangerine, why this is important. Apparently, it occurs, it's made up of all sorts of vitamins and minerals. But I think my understanding is there's some 86 different products in that drink.
Right, it's got a broad spectrum. It's got amino acids. It has glucosamine, which is important for cartilage. It has some of that vegetable and fruit powder that the last caller was talking about. He was talking about some vegetable and fruit powders. And by the way, you know, if you want to avoid integrating or if you want to avoid interacting with this state-run leviathan that is behind healthcare, the best way to do it is to make sure that you're nutritionally supplementing, you're taking care of your nutritional supplement needs and taking care of your diet needs. Because the last thing you want to have to do is depend on some governmental body to take care of your health for you. Because guess what? They don't care. And once we have this whole healthcare system in place that's about to hit us here in a couple of years, it appears, it's going to be much worse. It's already bad, but it's going to be much worse. It is taking care of your dietary needs and nutritional supplementation needs is your number one way to prevent having to interact with this monster healthcare system, this disastrous healthcare system that we confront on a daily basis and that we will be confronting in more horrific form in the coming years. It's simply not an option.
Well, I think
whatever it is, I like the longevity products and I've liked the longevity products for many years. But whatever it is, you have to get on a nutritional supplement program. It is not an option if you want to be optimally healthy. Bottom line, there's no around that. And then you also have to make correct dietary choices. You absolutely have to control the sugar thing. Dr. Stan, the sugar thing is killing us. And I don't mean that metaphorically. 1 out of 3 or 2 out of 3 Americans are overweight or obese. 1 out of 3 are diabetic, or 100 million are diabetic or pre-diabetic. It's absolutely disastrous what's happening with the sugar thing. And one of the main reasons we eat the sugary foods is because we're missing nutrients.
Well, we're
low energy.
What do they have in Beyond Tangy Tangerine that gives it the sweet taste, you know?
It has 100 milligrams of fructose. Has less than 100. Has like a couple grains of fructose per scoop.
All right, fine. Let's go to Judy, who's calling us from Tri-Cities. Hi, Judy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah. He says, or your guest said it was a liquid form, but I guess I misunderstood. It's a powder form?
It's a powder, yes. You put it in water. It's a liquid. Drink it as a liquid.
Okay.
Powder. It's a powder. Bring it around with you. You can put it in little packets. It comes in little packets if you want to buy it that way. It's just a really nice way to deliver nutrients because it's a liquid. It tastes good. It's like cool. It tastes like Kool-Aid, but it's not Kool-Aid. It's sweetened with just a pinch of fructose.
Can you take that along with other vitamins that you're taking in pill form?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not meant to be your all your nutritional needs, but for most people who aren't supplementing,
It's an incredible way to see how powerful supplementation is. That's what we demonstrate. It's not supposed to meet all your needs, but when you do it, you'll be blown away by what's possible for you on a new, if you start to understand nutritional supplementation. Now, supplementation requires a certain amount of savvy once you start to get into products. This is a nice, elegant, simple way for people who are not steeped in the science of this, and most people are not. I've been fortunate. I get paid to study the science of this stuff. I feel so blessed that I get to learn about nutrition every day and get paid for it because that's what I do for a living, is I study nutrition. I present information about nutrition. But most people can't do that. For most people, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is a quick way to see the power of starting to incorporate nutritional supplementation into your dietary needs. That's what we're talking about here, is supplementing the diet, because the diet ain't cutting it, even if you're smart about it. And most people aren't even smart about it. But even if you're smart about it, the diet ain't cutting it. Look, I eat incredibly well, and I'm very careful what I eat, and you better believe I'm supplementing big time, in a strategic way. And I feel great and look great, and I don't get sick, and I don't have any arthritis, and I work out, and I'm 51 years old. And people, you know, I'm telling you, I may have to be 60 before people take me seriously, but people are starting to take me seriously here because I'm walking the walk, and I'm telling you, no blood pressure problem, no cholesterol problem, no weight problem, nothing.
Is there a website?
And that's from understanding the power of this stuff. Go ahead, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Is there a webpage?
Yeah, yeah. Stan, do you have a webpage, Stan?
No, I don't have one, but you can call that 800 number, 800-991-8730, and they'll refer you to the webpage, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. That was, of course, Judy calling from Tri-Cities. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment for Ben, he certainly has studied the nutritional situation for a long period of time. We are what we eat, and proper diet is really the key to proper health. Now, certainly there are places where you need medical care, and you certainly need good medical care. Some of the surgeries that are done now really are amazing, but of course, the other thing is, though, that if we could avoid these things, if we could keep our health good so we didn't get into the problems, why, we might be able to avoid many of the surgeries. I'm convinced that if you have proper diet, you'll have a much lower level of cancer and other degenerative diseases. Would you agree with that, Ben?
Absolutely. Our job should be to never have to have heroic medicine. But when it comes to heroic medicine, Doc, our medical model excels. That's where it excels. When you break a bone, when you need to be stitched up, when you have something happening, you praise God for the surgeon. Praise the Lord. The incredible things surgeons do are absolutely mind-blowing. But we want to get to the point where we don't need to have a bypass, where we don't need a quadruple bypass, where we don't need a liver transplant, where we don't need a hip replacement. We want to get to those points because surgery ain't a pretty thing anyway. You know, surgery, you're getting your body cut open. It sounds like it's in and out, but this is a traumatic thing for the body to have your body sliced open. So, yes, surgery is great, and I'm a big believer in it if you have a heart attack, but you don't want to have a heart attack, you know? And that's the thing, Dr. Stan. God forbid, you know, the horrible things that can happen to us when our health starts to degenerate. It is horrible. I don't even want to think about it, but you have to, because we're on the road to that. You people, if we are in our and we're not supplementing and we're not watching our diet, we are on the road for every single health disaster that you can possibly think of, from the most horrific like a stroke to quick ones like heart attack, or long lingering ones like cancer. That's what happens to us when we're in our 50s and we're not taking care of our diet and we're not supplementing. That's what happens. That's the cold, hard fact of it. It ain't going to happen. If you're not taking care of your diet and you're not supplementing, if your body doesn't have what it needs, and there's no way you're not going to feel the repercussions, and it hits right around 50, in your 50s, although the process starts in your late 20s, or even earlier, but significantly starts in your late 20s, and it just degenerates and tumbles out of control for most people until they're in their 50s, and that's when if you don't do something then, you're in big trouble. Big trouble.
Well, I guess this evening has been Ben Fuchs. Ben, do you have a website you'd like to put out?
They can go to brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com, and then also have a blog at pharmacistben.com, although embarrassingly I have not updated it in a while.
Okay.
But if you're new, you might check up pharmacistben. There's a bunch of articles on there, and there's some videos of my stuff on brightsideben.com.
All right, fine. So just pharmacistben.com if you want to, Google him, go to your search engine, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty. Go right ahead. You've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, Ben.
All right. Here's the beautiful thing. I call my program The Bright Side because I don't want this to be a...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
To our programs, and you agree with us that we are really involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, educational, yes, even a medical and pharmaceutical battlefield. Why, we do hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can do that simply by giving us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or simply, and you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You get the four best tapes of the month or CDs. You'll get, of course, our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us maintain our network of stations out across America. And then, of course, we hope that you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to understand certainly diet and nutrition, let me suggest Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. It's like, well, it's not almost like a Bible in our home, certainly not spiritual, but as far as something my wife refers to, if she has any questions on Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock, a personal friend and an excellent source of information. We also carry his book on excitotoxins, the taste it kills, goes into the background of aspartame and MSG. And then we carry his book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. It's important that you understand if you do have cancer, nutrition is vitally important. So the three books are there. We have a four-tape set called Life-Saving Secrets. There are four CDs of various talks that Russell has given on our programs. We have a DVD entitled Vaccines and Brain Development. That's Vaccines and Brain Development. And another one on nutrition and behavior. Nutrition and behavior. And it's the most amazing things. They've actually done these studies in the prisons where the prisoners fed them an adequate, proper diet, and their criminal activity dissipated. And then they put them back on the regular diet, and their criminal activity came back again. The same thing is true with some of the severe mental diseases, and many instances where people with schizophrenia were given a proper diet, and their mental disability disappeared. Nutrition and behavior is certainly one of my favorite DVDs. We do carry it. We think it's important. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV WAR. And let me... I'm sorry, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's the telephone number we used when we were pushing our book, advertising our book, AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, which was probably, and it still is, the best book on the politics of the AIDS epidemic, although when I wrote it, I did not understand this was a man-created disease designed for population control, but certainly I was well aware of the politics of AIDS. But I didn't understand the cause of AIDS. Now, I've learned a lot since I wrote the book. Now you need to get my talk on planned population reduction, my talk on Nundare College genocide. You certainly can, if you get anything at all from us, ask for a free copy of the Population Control Agenda. The Population Control Agenda, there really is a Population Control Agenda out there. People don't understand it, but it is real. Billions of people have been killed so far, and billions more will die. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of my good friend Kirk McKenzie. We're going to be talking about his book on money, defending your prosperity. But most people do not understand the essence of money. Where did money come from? What is money? Well, how do the banks fit into this? What is the function of banking today? Why are we facing a collapse of our monetary system? And Chris, the incredible thing is we are seeing the end result of certainly almost 100 years of mismanagement of our monetary system. But this has been going on since our nation was founded. You go back and you read what Thomas Jefferson said about our banking system. He said, banks are more dangerous than a standing army. Banks are more dangerous than a standing army. You read what Andrew Jackson said about the monetary system, where, of course, he called the bankers a den of thieves, and he said, you know, you will either have Andrew Jackson and no bankers, or you'll have no central bank, or you'll have a central bank and no Andrew Jackson. And he put his presidency on the line, and he actually was able to defeat them, despite the fact that they controlled the media, they controlled, and they, we're talking about 1837, and we actually have Andrew Jackson's farewell address. As he gave it in 1837, we call it prophetic warning, and certainly my commentaries, five newsletters I dedicated to it. We know very well, because we found when we were at the Colonel House's papers back at Yale, a letter that the Colonel, that President Roosevelt had written to Colonel House in 1933, 100 years after Andrew Jackson became the President of the United States. And if you want to see this, it's available from Radio Liberty. It's in certainly, I think, our syllabus on the Forbidden Secret. But we can always get you a separate copy of it. President Roosevelt wrote in 1933 to Colonel House, as you and I both know, financial elements in the major centers have controlled the American government since the days of Andrew Jackson. And certainly we had warnings from President Eisenhower about the certainly about the military-industrial complex, from President Reagan about the Iron Triangle, I think is what he called it. They're all talking to these same people who control our government, and of course today they control it, but even much more so. They control the military. They bought and paid for many of the members of our military. For the, they own the banks, they own the corporations, they own the politicians, they own the educational system, the great tax-exempt foundations. And Sydney, until people understand that there are powerful forces out there behind the monetary system moving us towards a one-world government, nothing makes sense. Well, we're going to get to our friend Kirk McKenzie. We're going to be talking about the origin of the banking system, really the origin of this whole system of money and where it came from, barter, how we the system evolved as it has. He's done an excellent job of putting this together with his book on money, defending your prosperity. We'll be back here in just a moment with Kirk McKenzie. Right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Kirk, you go ahead and pick the story up there.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show evening. I appreciate it. The, you know, this was a journey. This has been a 20-year journey for me. I started on this about 20 years ago because I was getting alarmed at the amount of increase of the federal debt at that point in time, and being old enough to have watched at least 30 years worth of television and see night in, night out the same news, basically, which is, you know, declining education, declining culture, declining economic environment, declining trade balances, every which way you could look at it, it's going downhill. And eventually the lights go on and say, you know, things are going in the direction they're going in because somebody wants it to happen. This isn't just happening accidentally. And so I began a journey, and I decided to follow the money. And it turned out to be a journey that I started with money, but it wasn't too long before I was looking into the educational system, the greed movement, socialism, who controls mass media, you know, the things that you discuss about in your show. And eventually, no matter where you begin, if you study any one of the issues that concerns us these days, you know, cap and trade, Agenda 21, all these things, you eventually come to the realization that behind this all are a few international families that are usually called international banking families that are the puppet masters that are pulling everybody's strings. And what gives them their power is there are now over 160, quote, central banks around the world. And what I tried to do with my book was to provide a primer, kind of an introduction, a very simple explanation of the system, how it works, what it does to your individual prosperity, how it got put together historically, and then what we can do about it. And for your international listeners, I encourage them to look into their own monetary systems, because I can just about guarantee you that all the dates and so forth may be different, and the way they got there may be slightly different. You're going to find a lot of similarities in the central banks around the world, because that's how they're getting control. Central banking is now, I call it the third generation approach. There was kind of a military approach, and there was kind of the belief that certain rulers had divine rights. And now we have a new kind of totalitarianism, and it's called central banking. And it's important to get the word out. The basic concepts are really not that hard to understand when somebody kind of simplifies it for you. The concepts of behind the monetary system today are...
I'm going to interrupt you there, Kirk. Sure. We'll be back in just a moment with Kirk McKenzie talking about his book, Money, Defending Your Prosperity. We'll be back in just a moment here. At Radio Liberty, most people don't understand central banking. Hopefully you will by the end of the program. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Kirk is simply saying that if you look and see what's going on, whether you're talking about Agenda 21, whether you're talking about globalism, whether you're talking about all the things that ail us, that simply are creating problems in the world today, whether you're talking about control of governments, it all comes back to the central banking system. Literally every nation in the world today has a central bank that is far more powerful than the government. And I think they're only, they all interlock. There's only perhaps three or four nations in the entire world that do not interlock with all the other banks. One of them just happens to be Iran, and another one happens to be Libya. I wonder why we're so antagonistic to those. There's only four or five. All the rest of the central banks work together. And, of course, they all look to the leadership of the Federal Reserve System in the United States, which most people think has to do with our government. It does not. It is a privately owned central banks. All of the banks throughout the world are privately owned, except those, of course, of Iran and Libya and two other nations. But go right ahead, because all of the central banks interlock, and they determine the fate of nations. Go ahead, Kirk.
So let me just kind of continue to explain the basic concepts that underlie our Federal Reserve System. You know, and I'm going to go back to ancient times and kind of do this to kind of develop how this works. Money historically has been something real, gold or silver coins or puka shells or salt, something that has an inherent value to a broad number of people. This developed because in a barter system where you basically are trying to exchange one good and service for another directly, it doesn't work very well. It doesn't scale to big towns, and it's kind of hard if you raise thoroughbred horses. How do you exchange that for a few eggs? So there's a lot of problems with that, and what the solution turned out to be was to come up with the third commodity that almost everybody would accept, and then instead you exchange for this third commodity. And in the U.S. Constitution, that third body is defined to be gold and silver coins. That is the only constitutional currency, and those emerged over ancient times. The next step in this evolution is that those who prospered, you know, they built up quite a bit of gold or silver, more than what they really needed for their daily purchases, and they had it stored someplace. And they might put it in their yard, they might put hide it in their furniture, they might hide it in the house, and all these things have been employed. But over time, what emerged was, you know, these kind of goldsmiths who became the people who brought gold into the community. They also had to have safes, and more increasingly over time, people deposit their gold with the goldsmiths in order to be able to keep it safe. And the goldsmith would give them a receipt, a piece of paper that says, look, I have on deposit, you know, 1,000 ounces of your gold, and it's yours on demand. Well, the next step in this evolution, it was kind of inconvenient to go back to goldsmith, try and get the gold, come back, do an exchange with somebody, and they would get the gold, and they would like, more than likely go back to goldsmith and redeposit it. It became easier for people to begin to exchange paper. Now, in this process, what goldsmith discovers is about 90% of that gold just sits there. The only amount they really need to handle the daily demand for exchanges are about 10%. And so the first level of the scheme says, well, wait a minute, I'm going to essentially embezzle 900 ounces of gold, and I'm going to lend it out because there's plenty of people that want to borrow it, and I'm going to do that without the knowledge of the people that have the deposits with me and make a whole bunch more money. Well, of course, when demand for the redemption exceeds 10%, they get caught. The fraud gets caught, and this is what was called a bank run. The bank simply didn't have the money there. It was out on loan, unbeknownst to the depositors. So that didn't work too well because they kind of get caught in this fraud, and it wasn't, you know, although it was more profitable than just charging, say, a 3% fee to hold gold, they were now making 3% for the gold they weren't actually holding, and, say, 7% for the gold they were lending out, the profits dramatically increased. But there is even another way to increase that even further, and that is, well, keep all 1,000 ounces of gold on deposit, keep them in the safe, but lend out $10,000, 10,000 ounces. And, well, how do you do that? Because you don't have 10,000 ounces. And the answer was you print duplicate receipts. You essentially are giving one receipt to the depositor, and you give 9 more receipts to other people as loans. It's a fraud. It's a fraudulent system. This is the basis behind fractional reserve banking today. You have on deposit a fraction of this stuff, and you're multiplying this with a bunch of fake money, monopoly money, if you will, into a much bigger monetary supply. And so that's this fractional reserve basis. Well, in time, the scheme gets to go even further because as this thing goes electronic, what we discover is that people now will accept credit. I mean, you have a bank statement that simply says, I have so many credits in a bank. Well, what that means is you have ones and zeros in a computer system I call the Matrix, a big Quicken program. You don't even hold gold or even Federal Reserve notes. And so what happens is people will now deposit their paper with the bank on deposit because they now have excess paper. They deposit that. You get a bank statement in return. Well, guess what? They only need 10% of the paper in reserve, so they could now multiply this whole pyramid by yet another tenfold and increase their profits overwhelmingly. Their annual profits going to be as much or more than the deposits they're actually originally put into the bank. And so this is how this system evolves. Now, the next part of this whole story is what's called debt monetization. And that's the system we have today where the bankers have become completely in control of a monopolistic banking cartel. That's kind of the best way to describe the Federal Reserve, I guess. And the only way that money gets issued in the economy is somebody borrows it. Whether it's the Federal Reserve, a state, a local government, a corporation, or a person, somebody borrows the money. Let's take as example, you want to get a $100,000 mortgage. You say, okay, I want the mortgage. And they say, okay, fine, you qualify. I want from you two things. One, you're going to sign a 30-year promissory note. That means you're going to pay back the money over a 30-year period of time. That is a form of indentured servitude. You have just agreed to become their servant for the next 30 years. And then secondarily, they say, I want you to sign a deed of trust. You have just given them title to your home. You're not a homeowner, despite that's how they call you. you are essentially a tenant. And they are the homeowners. Today, 95% of homes are under mortgage. So effectively, the United States is owned by the banks, not by the people themselves. And so this debt monetization is a system that if a nation wants to become more prosperous, it needs to increase the money supply. The only way to increase the money supply under this system is if somebody borrows it. Money supply goes up, the debt goes up. It's built into the system. So the generation, the increase, and the perpetuation of debt is built into the system. And we are still paying off the interest and the debts on the Civil War that's never been paid off, the First World War, the Second World War, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, the Gulf Wars. None of these have been paid off. The debts have become perpetual.
But, of course, it wasn't too much of a problem because the debts weren't that high. After all, we up until 1980, it had taken 200 years to amass a debt of $1 trillion. And Ronald Reagan was very critical of Jimmy Carter because he increased the national debt $200 billion in 4 years as president and brought us from $800 billion to $1,000 billion or $1 trillion of debt during the Carter administration. And Ronald Reagan went into great detail to tell us how terrible a $1 trillion debt it was, and yet when he was president, he increased the debt $2 billion every year he was there. And when Ronald Reagan left the presidency, our debt was $2.8 trillion. But of course, it's been really downhill since then. Certainly, when George Bush became president, we had a debt of about $500 trillion. By the time he left, it was pushing $10 trillion. Barack Obama has increased the debt over $3 trillion in just a little over 2.5 years, and the debt is growing exponentially. And eventually, the whole thing is going to collapse. That's the real problem today, because of course, eventually, you have to pay so much interest on the national debt that, of course, why all the money or the majority of the money that's brought in through taxation is goes to pay the interest on the debt. And at that point, the whole system collapses. And the same thing has happened many times before. The average problem is the average American doesn't understand that. But now we have reached the limits, and something's going to have to give. Go right ahead, Kirk.
You're absolutely right. So this debt just continues to build, and it's become bondage. I mean, folks, we have to understand this. This is bondage. It's a new form of bondage. In fact, I believe that it was a statement was that money is just a new form of slavery, and it's absolutely true. So you have this. So one implication of this system is that debt must increase and will increase. And we're sitting here listening to candidates that are saying that they're going to Washington, D.C. and do something about the debt. And if they don't have a clue about debt monetization, the simple things I've just explained on this show, they're not going to change a damn thing. Secondarily, if they try to pay down the debt, they're going to implode the money supply, because money is debt and debt is money. I mean, it's so simple to explain, it may be hard for some of the listeners to understand because it's so hard to buy into that's how the system works, but that's how the system works. So it turns out that we are locked into the system, and the only way out is that we must restore a sound currency, that we take away the power from these central bankers and we bring it back into a monetary system that empowers we the people.
And of course, they have made literally hundreds of billions of dollars of profit. You know, the bank presidents are making $20, $30, $40 million a year. Henry Paulson worked, he was the Secretary of Treasury who came up with the TARP funds. He said, oh, this is for the common people. Give me the money. If it doesn't, the system will collapse. He no sooner got his hands on the money, he said, this money's for my friends and the bankers. We're going to bail them out. And he did. He lied to the American people. He lied to the American people. He was the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, accumulated over $600 million, vast sums of money, at the expense of the people he exploited and robbed. Go right ahead, Kirk.
Okay, so I want...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I mean, at one time, you know, we had a few billion dollars in circulation. Today we have certainly $1.5 trillion, that's the M1 money supply, and on top of that we have another $8 trillion, that's the M2, that's all the artificial phony money they've made. But even behind the M1 money, there's no gold or silver. There's no real value there, and so there's nothing to keep the Federal Reserve from creating more and more money. And then, of course, you have the M3. They don't even report that today because they don't want you to know what they're doing. But they've massively exploited this artificial credit money. It is not money. It is simply credit. You must be able to differentiate money from credit. Money initially was a paper receipts backed by gold and silver. Then they took away the gold backing behind it, and then they took away the silver backing behind it. But other countries could have gold and silver to use as a medium of exchange. And then we took America off the gold standard, and in 1971 we went on to a paper standard. And of course there's been a phenomenal time, phenomenal prosperity. But it's all based upon a phony monetary system. There was William McChesney Martin was an honest man. He was the chairman of the Federal Reserve System. And he used the analogy of the monetary system under the control of the Federal Reserve. He said, the purpose of the Federal Reserve Board is to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. What was he talking about? Why? Because if you allow an unbridled increase in the money supply, why? Because you're going to get so much money out there, the whole system collapses. That is why if you can expand it temporarily, you've got to contract it, that's taking away the punch bowl. Then you expand it again, and then you contract it, and you have to just find that that perfect balance. Otherwise, you destroy the system. What did Alan Greenspan do? Why, of course, when the party started getting interesting, why, then he began adding vodka and whiskey and wine and rum to the punch bowl. And he created, of course, the collapse, financial collapse of the year 2001. And then he did the same thing with the housing bubble, and he ran the prices up. He knew exactly what he was doing. He just didn't want the American people to know. And now, of course, what we've done is essentially destroy the financial stability of our nation. At the beginning of the year 2000, America was the largest creditor nation in the world. We were lending money to everyone. Today, we are the largest debtor nation in the world, and there is absolutely no way to get out of debt. Go right ahead, Kirk.
You know, I actually want to pick up a little bit on that word collapse, because most people think, well, why the heck do they want to do that? And collapse is actually, only if you're looking at it from your standpoint, the people. The collapse is actually, the definition of a collapse is when we have nothing and they own everything. I mean, when the wealth of the people is going down, all it is recognition of the transfer of the real wealth to the banking families and the debts to the people, to the point that the people own nothing and all they are servants to the bankers. That's pretty much what's happening here. So when they get back and inflate this currency, then it is robbing you. When the value of think about inflation no longer as an increase in prices, think of it instead as a reduction, inflation of the volume of money, which basically reduces the value of that money, and therefore you need more of this bogus money to buy things of real value. To give probably put a nail on the head on this, if you use silver coins, dimes, quarters, 50-cent pieces, dollars that we used to have pre-1967, it turns out that dime will now buy you about 2.5 Federal Reserve notes, or almost 3 Federal Reserve notes. So essentially, a dime will still buy you a nice large cup of Starbucks coffee, provided it's a silver dime. It'll buy you a dozen eggs. It'll buy you a gallon of milk. A dollar will buy you a dinner for your whole family. You know, it turns out you can buy a nice family car for approximately $1,000.
$1,000 silver, which of course would be worth about right now, $1,000 silver worth about $28,000. And basically, silver has maintained its value. It is simply that money has lost its value. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, gold and silver, they're not going up in value. They're just maintaining value. It is the value of money that's being destroyed. To understand a lot of this, of course, you want to read Kirk's excellent book. It's entitled Money Defending Your Prosperity. But nobody's explaining to you that a small group of people have robbed and destroyed, of course, what's going on. And behind them is what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which controls the monetary system today. Now, Kirk, go right ahead.
Okay, so as this currency devalues, there's a lot of ways. It's essentially destroying the American dream and essentially slowing the prosperity of the people. So although you say you get a 5% raise because you see these Federal Reserve notes and your bank balances increasing 5 or 10% per year, since 2000 to 2009, the price of gold quadrupled. What that really means, once you realize gold is actually the thing of constant value, that the currency has gone down to about 20 cents today, compared to a dollar in 2000. I don't know too many people who have actually, through raises, have increased their income by five times. And that's what you would have needed to do just to hold even. And, in fact, when you take into account you'd be pushed into higher income tax brackets, you'd probably have to have increased your income by six or seven just to be standing even. It is that kind of a system. It destroys your savings. Worse, I mean, your savings is your lifetime savings. So now we're talking about your health care. We're talking about your kids' education. We're talking about your program, you know, your retirement. And the other thing that this system does to you is it absolutely screws you when it comes to taxes. I'll give an example. A home built in 1950 for $30,000 in the Bay Area has, quote, appreciated to about $1.5 million today. Now you say, well, gosh, I've made, you know, $1,470,000. But if you measure that home in gold, something of constant value, it's only gone from $30,000 to $47,000. That's it. In real terms, that home is depreciated because it's getting older, the design doesn't quite work, there's deferred maintenance, but because of a population increase, the value of that home went up to $47,000, and it's almost exactly equal to the population increase. That's where that comes from. The rest of that is dollar devaluation. And so what we have is the government has the audacity first to take your money from you and devalue your currency and then turn around and say, but by the way, you just made $1,470,000 of capital gains and we want you to pay tax on that. When in fact, all it is tax on devaluation of the currency. So this system has a direct personal impact on everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat or progressive or, you know, conservative. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old or black or white or immigrant or U.S. citizen.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Kirk is simply saying that you buy a house that's worth $30,000, you know, 30, 40 years ago. That house is now worth $1 million. Oh, my goodness, boy, I'm really clever. My house I bought for $30,000 is worth $1 million. Well, it probably dropped to a couple hundred thousand with a decline in the price of homes. It's going to drop a lot more before this thing is over. But if you understand that it really hasn't gone up in value, what they've done is destroyed the value of the currency so that the $30,000 that you certainly originally paid for the house, if, of course, you'd invest that in gold, it would be worth $800,000 or $900,000 today. But they're not going to tell you that. It all has to do with the destruction of the value of the currency. And until people understand that what we are doing is progressively transferring the wealth of this nation to a small number of international financiers. Now, this is beautifully described in a book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time by Professor Quigley, who tells you how all the bankers work and the great banking families. And a lot of people are going to say, well, you think there's a Jewish conspiracy, and I do not. I believe that most Jews are caught up in exactly the same thing. Basically, these are families, not certainly all Jews. Many of them are not Jewish, but they are all have strong ties into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. There really is a spiritual component working behind this, and until you understand that and how they are using the financial system to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and to bring all nations into a one world government, to destroy Christianity because they hate Christianity, and to bring about a one world religion, and then to install a world ruler. Once you understand that, the every invisible forces that nobody's going to talk to you about, but that's why you need, of course, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and to understand what's going on financially. We recommend, and we'll be carrying Kirk's book, Money,
Defending Your Prosperity.
Defending Your Prosperity is an excellent book. We enjoyed reading it very much. Money, Defending Your Prosperity. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. This is the greatest fraud ever perpetrated, but people must understand this because the whole thing is collapsing today. The whole monetary system of Europe is collapsing. Greece is going to go into default. Many of our major banks are going to fail. The value of a currency is going to be destroyed through inflation over the coming years. And if you're not making preparations, then you may well spend your twilight years, of course, living in abject poverty. And that is the plan. It's laid out in, by Foreign Affairs magazine, by Richard Haass in the November-December issue of their journal. They are the America's Invisible Government, the CFR. Foreign Affairs, November-December. And they talk about the austerity and the fall of living standards coming not only to America but to the whole world, and is being done intentionally. If you have a question for our guest, give us a call. That's, of course, Kirk McKenzie. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But you must understand the fundamentals. This book deals with the fundamentals. Certainly, you're not going to get a better book on that. Certainly, Professor Quigley's book just gives you the history of how these banking families have been able to rape and pillage our society and to take over control of the industries and the governments and the banking system. But Kirk, pick the story up there, Kirk.
Okay, so let me pick up where I kind of left off then. So I really want to get an important point out there. It really doesn't matter who you are. You know, they are really good at getting their power and keeping their power by dividing and conquering. So they are splitting us all up into different factions, exacerbating the differences between those factions. They're going to give preference to some faction. You know, say, for example, in this health care program, there's no question there's preferences for unions, and the other part of the population feels that and is complaining about that. But believe me, they're out to destroy us all. And what we have now is different factions fighting over the crumbs at the table while they walk away with the loaf of bread. My message to everybody, it does not matter what vein you come from, what political part of the spectrum you come from, whether you're blue collar or white collar, it is time and way past time to link arms, because the way to get our prosperity back, get our jobs back, get our industries back, keep a lock on our technologies, is we got to get these guys out of power. And the way that we do that and we get ourselves back on track and avoid that collapse that you're talking about is we must take back control of this monetary system and put in a system that empowers the people. My belief, if we get the right president who follows some of the, you know, I have some innovative ideas on this we may not have time to talk about tonight. They're in the book. We could, within a decade, turn it all around. But it takes the people have to wake up, so we now know how to get the right people into the Congress and into the White House and get things to turn around.
Well, of course, we have to get the right people into Congress because, of course, the president, I mean, all of our presidents are bought and paid for. But it's hard to buy and pay for all of the congressmen. They do a pretty good job. They control the majority. That's why we need to retire most of the congressmen and simply get people in there who believe in the Constitution, who are in Washington, D.C., because they want to preserve freedom rather than aggrandize themselves and of course, become the finest congressman that money could buy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We'd like to know what you think about what we're talking about. Is it possible that the Federal Reserve System is a privately owned central bank owned by people of great wealth who tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness? Absolutely. You can get the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness simply by writing to the Council on Foreign Relations at 5080 68th Street in New York City. They'll send it to you. And you'll find that so many of the people in key positions organization in the Federal Reserve System come from the membership roles, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. In fact, it is not simply by accident three of the preceding four chairmen of the Federal Reserve Board came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, which is the upper echelon of the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, let's go to Jack here. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, Stan.
Okay, what is the question?
Well, I have two questions. First of all, the national debt, I cannot fathom how it could be valid based on the fact that the Federal Reserve System violates Article 1, Section 10 of the Federal Charter.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it violates it because they are not concerned about it. Jack wants to know how could the debt be valid when, of course, what they've done is they've simply violated the laws of this land. How would you respond to him, Kirk?
It's not valid. Any contract, you have to have consideration on both sides. I mean, you know, when you sign a mortgage and you sign a deed of trust and you give them a 10% down payment, there's consideration on your side. But what do they do on their side? I mean, one of the things that we could, with the right people in the White House and in Congress, could look at is nullification of all these debts or pay them off with, you know, paper that we print. You know, I tend to be a big believer in restoring, bringing back Treasury-type notes, the notes that Abraham Lincoln did. I think those could be a big solution to a lot of this. But no, I think you have to put into question the legitimacy of these debts. No question about it. And understand that these debts are put on us without our approval by federal government programs, which they're behind, that put us into debt.
Amen to that. Okay, Jack, do you have another question?
Yes, Dr. Stan. What does Kurt think? I hope you'll have Kurt on a regular basis. This is I didn't catch it until 5 minutes ago, unfortunately. So I hope Kurt will be on again on a regular basis. But Utah and I think Tennessee, might be another state, have enacted legislation to print their own state currency in the event of a Federal Reserve failure collapse. Would Kurt agree that perhaps the sovereignty of the state republics could be propagated by every state doing that?
I think that what they've done, and correct me if I'm wrong, Kirk, but I understand that some of the states are actually have legalized then the exchange of gold and silver in a parallel process parallel to the illegitimate and worthless Federal Reserve notes. Kirk, could you comment on that? Because you perhaps can bring me up to date. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but what have the states actually done? They have passed legislation, I think it was to set up a parallel or gold and silver-backed currency system. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first off, I think that the states are an underrated place that we really need to pay attention to, because I think there's something like 35 states that are now on more or less one level of revolt against the federal government or another, and that gets awfully close to constitutional amendment when we do things. Under the Constitution, unfortunately, all money is centered in the federal government. I think this was one of the things that probably Alexander Hamilton was behind. I think there's some poison pills in the Constitution and the ability of the federal government to incur debts and to put all that money in the federal government, I think, are a couple of those poison pills. But I think even within those, the states are trying to do some things. Some of them are trying to, for example, say they'll take gold and silver in payment of taxes. I think that's a good move. I don't think that's going to solve anything, though, because if you wanted to pay your taxes, would you give up your gold or would you give up your Federal Reserve notes first? I mean, history has proven that if you have paper and gold in circulation at the same time, people are going to hoard the gold and use the paper. And so, or they say, well, you can legitimize purchasing things with gold and silver. Well, you can do that today. You can go out and exchange Federal Reserve notes and go change them into silver. You know, I happen to like what they call junk silver. And you can find people that will accept that in payment of things that you can buy. You could do that today. That is nothing holding you back from doing that. The state's authorizing that doesn't change anything. But I think the states can do things like Idaho, which has a ton of silver, begin to actually, I'd like to see the state legislature get actively behind a program to begin minting coins in essentially the same size of dimes, quarters, 50-cent pieces, and dollars, and denominate them not as dollars, but as their weight in silver, because this is what we use today. You know, this concept that somehow that our currency is valued in a dollar, which is on a sliding scale, is ridiculous. We need to evaluate these things in ounces of real stuff. And I'd like to see them and a lot of states get on board this. I'd like to see gold and silver be legalized. I'd like to see that the use of gold and silver is tax-free and that any of your taxes have to be calculated in a gold, you know, constant gold dollar or constant silver dollar, because the rest is dollar devaluation and is abhorrent to the American principles. to be paying taxes on something that is devaluation of your currency. I mean, this is, you know, this whole system is such an enormous crime. It's a plunder. I mean, it is hard to conceive of the depth of the problems the system brings about. So I think there's a ton of things that states can do, and I frankly would like to be, and I want to be one of the people participating in that process, is to begin to put some actually solid ideas forward for constitutional amendment, get those in front of these state legislatures. I'd like to see the Tea Party groups, the Campaign for Liberty groups. I'd like to see the conservative groups and other groups get behind the state legislatures and start putting these ideas into their legislatures, particularly in the heartland of this country. You know, California is lost. We're not going to probably get that one back, but we can do this in the inner states. We got enough of them that we can move forward on some of these ideas, and there's no reason the states can't amend the Constitution without Congress. You know, the states created, we the people, are the sovereigns. We gave some part of our sovereign power to our states as our representatives, and those states thereby gave a portion of their power or our power to the federal government and no more. It is not a contract. It is a designation of sovereignty from the people to its government, and we can go ahead and change that again. And I think we ought to be looking at that kind of a tract as an addition to the federal tract.
And within the last couple of weeks, the Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court, has stated that people can begin bringing lawsuits against the government based upon the 10th Amendment. Now, the 10th Amendment is probably, of all the Bill of Rights, the most important one, because it says that all powers not specifically designated to Congress nor reserved by this document to Congress are to be reserved to the states and to the people. What we need to do is have people bringing lawsuits based upon the 10th Amendment, because most of what is done by the central bank, most of what is done by Congress, most of what is done by the President is frankly unconstitutional and subversive. It's time we took America back. Any parting thought, Jack, before we let you go?
Well, bless you, Dr. Stan, and your guest, Kurt. I'm following through on the local grassroots think tank, and I intend to order his book. You're going to carry his book, right?
Yes, we are carrying the book. We get in that shipment. Oh, it will be here the next day or two. Thanks very much, Jack. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. The book, Money, Defending Your Prosperity. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not involved in this, why, you've got nobody to blame. We are moving into a period of chaos and crisis. They are in the process of destroying the value of your currency. At the rate of 10% today, it'll be 15% by the end of this year. In other words, by the end of this year, you'll have lost of your everything you've worked your whole life for, probably close to 15%. Next year, it'll be 20 to 25%. In the following year, if the whole system doesn't collapse, it'll even be worse. You will have nobody to blame but yourself, and you'll spend your twilight years remembering what it was like to have lived in America, where men were free and where we had a prosperous nation. We're heading into a period of chaos and crisis, and you have to be involved. Kirk's book is an excellent place to start. Kirk, you've got a minute and a half to wrap up this segment of the program. Again, our guest is Kirk McKenzie. Kirk, do you have a website people can go to?
Yes, it's silentnomorepublications.com. So silentnomorepublications.com. That pretty much expresses how I feel about this. It's time for all of us to be silent no more and step up to the plate. In addition to the book, I give seminars. I have put a lot of those on YouTube. For those who are familiar with YouTube, if you go to my channel, which is Silent No More Pubs, it's just an abbreviation for publication, so it's Silent No More Pubs, P-U-B-S. You're going to find not only the videos that parallel the book, you'll find one on how to take our country back. I will shortly be doing How to Take Our Country Back Part 2. The first one is strategic, the second one is tactical, and I have some of the best videos available on global warming, on education, on you name it, that are all aggregated on my YouTube channel if you choose to go there. But I want to take the final few seconds, Dr. Stan, to thank you, because you have been doing this for an incredible amount of time, end up taking, you know, a leadership role.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
We'll be thanked for that.
All right, Kirk, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. I appreciate your words of kindness.
Well, I think...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
World system. The central banks of the world control the world's economic system, and they are intent upon impoverishing the people and enslaving them. We have to take back our country, and then, of course, help other people throughout the world do the same thing. That is, of course, why you need to read Kirk's book, Money, Defending Your Prosperity. You have to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read Professor Quigley, an excellent overview of the international financial system, and you can index read that, Rockefeller and Rothschild. Professor Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, which takes you in the background of the secret society that controls America today. And, of course, it's located at 5068 Street in New York City at the Harold Pratt House in Great Britain, the parallel organization, number 10 St. James Square in London. You need to find out what's really going on and then join us in this epic struggle. If you'd like to get my book, Tragedy and Hope, or Kirk's book, Money, Defending Your Freedom. My book, of course, is Brotherhood of Darkness. The telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, because we recommend that you go to our webpage and watch our DVDs, listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters. We have so many other things there. We have a section on other videos on the web, and what I think are the important YouTubes. And, of course, you need to understand that what really happened on September 11th, you need to get the DVDs. On September 11th, there was no terrorist attack that day. It was all contrived. We have a number of DVDs on the so-called September 11th attack. And you'll find out it's the scientists who looked at the pictures, have seen the planes crash. They think that they did not bring down those buildings. They came down from internal explosions. If you have any question, go to my website under videos on the web and simply go to the bottom of that page, watch Building 7 come down a few times. And when you do, you'll see how the center of the roof caves in first. That's what you do with a controlled demolition. You want the walls to fall in, not outwards. Then they take out the base of the building and it falls at the speed of gravity. A controlled demolition. They murdered those 3,000 people. But why should we be surprised? They sent our boys, 58,000, to die in Vietnam because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident that didn't occur. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number if you'd like to get our material, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the DVDs we have on the September 11th attack, I could suggest Richard Gage. He, of course, hits architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. That's